Reading scripture is Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 to 30. For time limit, I'll read chapter 25, verse 14 and 15, and chapter 25, verse 29 and 30. For it is just like a man about to go on a journey, who called his own slaves and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, each according to his own ability, and he went on his journey. For to everyone who has, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who does not have, even what he does have shall be taken away. Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
Dear brothers and sisters, this message is based on senior pastor's message titled March 4th, delivered in 2009. There was a student. He didn't study well until high school. He was 138 out of 280. But his dream was to become a doctor. One day, his homeroom teacher wrote him, "Have a dream according to your reality." Well, the teacher might have written that and advised him to have a proper dream according to his situation. On the other hand, he might have written to give him some kind of, you know, some encouragement. However, the student didn't let go of the dream. Later on, he became a nurse. And someone asked him, "You didn't become a doctor but nurse. What about that?" But he said, "But doctor heals just disease, but nurse takes care of patient's disease, but as well as the mental problem too. So I am happier to become a nurse to become closer to a patient." And in addition, you know, doctors cannot do their job without a nurse. This student made his dream come true because he had faith in his dream and marched forward. The title of this message is March 4th, which is to go forward in marching array. God the Father wants all of us to be united as one and march forward together. He wants us to look up to the vision He has given to this church with only by faith and march forward to achieve that dream. So, along with the shepherd, we are marching on. So, what is that vision then? That is, to accomplish the mission of Canaan Sanctuary construction and the Grand Sanctuary and world evangelization and walk the way of blessing that Father God has prepared for this. So it is very important to have a good formation to achieve that dream. And when the formation is broken down, it is difficult to get to the destination even if we are walking on a very well-paved road. We have to gather around the center, and thousands or even tens of thousands of people have to move like one person, progressing towards the goal. So, being in the center is very important in this era of march. So, what are the ways to march on along with our shepherd? I'm going to talk about three things regarding this. First, you have to trust the shepherd and obey him. When Israelites were marching toward the promised land of Canaan, Moses was taking the central part. Moses became the core of the people because God saw his inner heart, acknowledged him, and selected him. Aaron worked as the spokesman for Moses since the Exodus from Egypt. He could do this job because he was beside Moses. So he was able to accomplish his job only when Moses trusted him and when Aaron obeyed him. However, there is an incident in Numbers chapter 12. Moses' sister Miriam and his brother Aaron passed judgment on and criticized Moses. In Numbers chapter 12, verse 2, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us as well?" And Father God heard it. Then if you read Numbers chapter 12, verses 6 to 8, you know, when God heard what they said, he called Aaron and Miriam to stand before the tent of meeting and spoke to them. And he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, shall make myself known to him in a vision. I shall speak with him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my household. With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly, and not in dark sayings. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant, against Moses?" Miriam became lepers after this, and Aaron repented, asking for God's forgiveness and mercy. But the prayer which God answered was not their prayer, but prayer of Moses. Numbers 12:13 says, Moses was very humble, more than any man who was on the face of the earth. God sees the inner heart of man, and he knew that Moses was the most appropriate to become the leader and set him up in his justice. Aaron, Miriam, and the elders of the people just had to do their duty as the helpers of Moses according to their talents. God couldn't accept it if they tried to be ahead of Moses or consider themselves equal to Moses. On the contrary, what about they trusted leader and obeyed? Well, it was the case when Joshua succeeded Moses. Joshua chapter 1 verse 5 and 6 says, "No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I'll be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them." When Joshua delivered the will of God to the people, they trusted Joshua and obeyed him. Before they crossed the Jordan River, Joshua told them to sanctify themselves, and they just obeyed. Then they crossed the flooding Jordan River like dry land, and they could march on toward the Canaan. They could conquer the city of Jericho because they trusted and obeyed Joshua, who was delivering the will of God to them. From high priests to children, the elders, they all became united as one and obeyed. No one complained. When they were told to circumcise themselves, they just obeyed and did it. When they were told to go around the city of Jericho once a day for 6 days, and seven times on the seventh day, they just obeyed. When they were marching around the city of Jericho, they also did what God told them to do through Joshua. As they were told not to speak, but they just marched around without speaking at all. All the people gathered and shouted the moment God told them to shout. The city was collapsed. They just believed and completely trusted the word of Joshua, which was the will of the Almighty God. What about our past? Even though Father God talked about his love and sacrifice of our Lord, we didn't remember that. When our shepherd told us about the truth, we were rude not to believe in it. We were far from trust and obedience. However, our shepherd was always with us, who understands the God of, heart of Father God so much, so well. And thanks to his love, that we are changed to trust him and love him and obey him. And now, we are closer to sanctification. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 says, "Like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves, also in all your behavior, because it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Don't you think Father God is holy, and so the shepherd that he set up is holy, also holy? 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 says, "It is sanctified by means of the word of God and prayer." Just as it says, our shepherd taught us to be sanctified only through words and prayer. To the extent we listen to him, obey him with prayer and words, we could resemble Father God. And to do that, we have to trust him and obey him. Our shepherd gave us the year, grace period after December 25th, 2010. And then our shepherd has to spend times and days and months and years to pay the price of justice for us. And he interceded for us, for our salvation and for our faith. And he is paying the price of justice by 99%. While he is doing like this, fruit of spirit is born one by one. March 2014, it has been level of the spirit. And tonight, today, there are six whole spirit, nine semi-whole spirit, more than 200 people of spirit. Senior pastor said this in December 25th last year. "I myself, to myself, it's not easy to pay the price of justice by 99%. Even though I'm alive, I feel like I'm not alive. I even feel the suffering of the abyss. However, I'm now here thanks to you. I don't need to do this if there is no true children of God. Without you, I couldn't have done it. Since you trusted me, I could overcome it." Brothers and sisters, our shepherd said he could pay the price of justice by 99% thanks to us who believed in him and trusted him. He's not doing that because he can do it. He is doing it because he believes that true children of God will come out among us, and thanks to those who could trust him. And we have to remember this. While paying the price of justice by 99%, he is asking us to pay the price of justice by 1%. However, even though we pay the price of justice by 1%, if we don't trust the shepherd, the 99% that our shepherd is doing becomes nothing. Even though we pay the price of justice by 1%, we can do it because we trust the shepherd. If we didn't trust the shepherd, he could do nothing. Therefore, the central part is our shepherd that our Father God set up. When Israelites marched toward the land of Canaan, Father God set up Moses as their center. Likewise, Father God set up our shepherd as our center. Four, we have received great blessing just because of the fact that we are with Him. Brothers and sisters, Father God requires of trust and obedience. Therefore, we shouldn't come up with any kind of excuse, but we have to say only yes and amen. We have to become united as one with the shepherd through perfect obedience and trust, and we have to march on in this third stage of takeoff along with the shepherd. To march forward, second, each one has to work faithfully according to his own talent. But you have to help each other, being united as one. When Israelites were going toward Canaan, they repeated the cycle of marching and camping 30 times or so. They had to set up the tabernacle and remove it many times. When they were marching, they had to carry it in an appropriate manner. And when they camped, they had to set it up again. And it is well written in Numbers chapter 4. And three different families of the sons of Levi took care of this job. The families of the sons of Kohath took care of the instruments in the tabernacle. The duties of the sons of Gershon involved the tabernacle and the tent. The duties of the sons of Merari involved the frames of the tabernacle, its bars and pillars and so on. The tabernacle could be maintained because each family fulfilled their duties. Because the tabernacle was maintained, the sons of Israel could march on toward the land of Canaan. Of course, the Ark of the Testimony is the most important thing, but they couldn't have done the tabernacle only with it. They had to have all the pillars and other equipment before. We cannot say any of these three families among the Levites was in charge of something more important than the other families. So everyone was important and absolutely needed. And the same with mommy members. In the parable of the talents in today's scripture, we can see each one received different numbers of talents. One was given 5, second one given 2, and the other 1. Talents refer to faith, hope, and love in a spiritual sense, and it also refers to each one's physical talents. Each one has different measure of faith and different physical talents. But if these different talents are combined as one, it can have a very strong power. In my parish, there was a prayer meeting, and in my parish, my parish workers, they trusted each other and worked together. And especially this prayer meeting, they had a great time how important it is to become united. And my workers asked me to pray before actually they do something. So whenever we decorated, especially Tuesday on Thursday, we gathered together and prayed before we did something. And through those moments, our workers were renewed and refreshed. And when they prayed a day, 2 days, 3 days, they used to say, no, these duties are given to those people and that duty is given to other people. But after they prayed, they got united together. And they later on, they became able to say, what should I do to help you? How can I become help to you? They try to take care of each other, being united as one. Someone said, he has talents of decorating flowers. So he was decorating, and he is given a duty to decorate altar with flowers. There are another members who were talented in music. Someone in singing, some other in playing guitar and piano. And there is another person. He was a worker, but he couldn't be a part of our work because of the time that he was given. So he said, what should I do to help these people? Now, I will call my members to get together so that, you know, more people could come. But they were taking duties to help each other. While I was doing this kind of job along with all the other workers, everything was in order. And that prayer meeting, like before, many people gathered together. And even though they were not workers, they confessed about one thing. When they heard that there was a prayer meeting, they missed it so much. Even layman members who were not workers thought to themselves what they should do to help this work done. So from time to time on Sunday or some other time when it was not easy to gather together, you know, they were able to gather and work together. Later on, you know, on Sunday and Wednesday service, you know, they now able to come to every services. You know, they were doing their duties well. Even though the talents were not same, you know, they worked as one, like parts in one good, you know, a detailed watch, very good fine watch. Through the prayer meeting in my parish, I thought about this. It is so important to become one as one to accomplish God's kingdom. I like to talk about a parable. Listen to this. Five fingers argued, saying they were important. Thumb said, I'm the one, I'm the biggest one, so I'm the most important one. And index finger said, you know, I point out everything, so I'm the best. And the middle finger said, I'm the longest one, so I'm the most important one. And the fourth finger said that, you know, people put, you know, wedding ring on my finger, so I'm the important one. And the little finger said, you know, people make promises with me, so I'm the important one. They were arguing each other like this. Then the palm said this. You are all important. If one of you is missing, people will not call you five fingers. The most important thing is you are all affixed to me. Without me, you are not there. Without you, I'm not necessary. So don't fight. Let's get along. They asked for forgiveness, and they got along well, and finally peace came among them. This is the work of God. Even though one person has great talents, he cannot accomplish all the works of God alone. Even if you are given five talents, you shouldn't say you will do everything all by yourself. Even if you are given only one talent, you shouldn't just sit back doing nothing. Those who are given five talents have to work that much. Those who are given one talent also have to work as much as they are given. And those with five talents must not look down on those who are given only one talent. They should understand that God has given them five talents to fill up the empty parts of those who are given one talent. And those who are given one talent must not become jealous of those who are given five talents. Because jealousy, envy are not tolerated in God's kingdom. Breaking peace cannot be tolerated. Why? Because it is the work of Satan. It is the work of Satan that works through the thoughts of man. There was Cain and Abel, sons of Adam. Cain got jealous of Abel, and because of this thought, he murdered his brother Abel, the first mother of mankind. Four, this cannot be tolerated inside the church. You should think like, I'm thankful that she can cover my shortcomings. She's taking care of what I cannot do for the kingdom of God, so I'm very happy with her. However, when we try to become faithful, there is one attribute that hinders us from being united. That is the heart of seeking one's own benefit. You have to work according to Father God's will and heart when you do work for Father God's kingdom. However, there are situations that are not that are not in accordance with your thought or will, or against your benefit. For example, when you do your duty, sometimes you have to sacrifice your time and money for souls. Sometimes you have to give up your freedom, your will, your time, and something you would like to enjoy. You have to sacrifice from time to time. As you do your duty, you have to think what is the most benefit to the kingdom of God. There are people who like to be praised for their work or the mission or the group that they belong to. And when there is no praise, then their heart changes. Their passion cools down. They got disheartened, and they become tired. They are very enthusiastic when they are praised and acknowledged. However, they neglect their duties, and others' duties are more acknowledged. These kind of people cannot become one. However, if you seek for others' benefit, we can become one. You shouldn't seek others' benefit in outward appearance. You have to, from your heart, understand others' situation. Then Holy Spirit will work. Even if others seek for their own benefit, they are touched and they will change. Even if they have shortcomings, they could put blame on themselves. And they will share hearts together, and there will be peace. So I hope that all of you will not look at the shortcomings of others, but only good points. The important thing is not the number of talents one has been given, but the inner heart of those who have the talents. Of course, if those with 5 talents work faithfully and accomplish great things, the reward will be great in heaven too. But at the same time, if those with 1 talent do their best, even in the small things with good and lovely heart, God is pleased with them too. And God will give them greater duties later. Verses 22 and 23 of the scripture today, we can see that the one with the 2 talents and the one with the 5 talents both received the same praises and blessings when both of them left the double amount of what they were initially given. If the person with 1 talent produced the double amount of what he was given, he would have earned the praises and blessings too. Therefore, the important thing is that each of you should work faithfully according to your talents and be united as one in peace and cooperation. Brothers and sisters, we are all spiritual warriors who should help our shepherd to accomplish Father God's kingdom. If you treasure the talent you are given, then you can be used preciously. If all of you become one like this in faithfulness and unison, we can march toward our goal at a higher speed. I hope that you and I all become one with our shepherd and march forward in greater speed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. To march forward vigorously, thirdly, we have to have firm heart to think only in truth, not compromising with the world. It means we have to have holiness, sanctified heart, sanctification. In Numbers chapter 25, it was a plague among the sons of Israel who were going toward the Canaan without hindrance, and 24,000 were dead. At the time, Israel was staying at the plains of Moab. After taking the land of Sihon, the king of Amorites, and the land of Og, the king of Bashan. And chapter 25, verses 1 to 5 says, while Israel remained at Shittim, the people began to play the harlot with the daughters of Moab, for they invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods. The people ate and bowed down to their gods. So Israel joined themselves to Baal of Peor, and the Lord was angry against Israel. The sons of Israel heard from Moses again and again for 40 years in the wilderness that they had to serve the Lord God only. But when they were tempted by the Gentile women, some of them immediately fell into temptations. They so easily betrayed God by bowing down to Gentile gods. Because of this, 24,000 people were dead by a plague. God ordered the census of Israel for the second time. The first census, they counted only men who were 20 years or older. They had this first census at the wilderness of Sinai about 40 years ago when they first began their wilderness life. Since one generation had already passed away in 40 years, the population had to increase by at least two times. But the result was that there were 1,820 less people than the first census. From Numbers chapter 26, verses 63 to 65, we can see that it was not just 1,820 people less than the first census. The first it says, these are those who were numbered by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the plains of Moab by the Jordan and Jericho. But among these, there was not a man of those who were numbered by Moses and Aaron the priest, who numbered the sons of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord had said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness. And not a man was left of them, except Caleb, the sons of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. It tells us that only 2 out of 603,550 men of the first generation of Exodus remained until the end of the era of blessing into the promised land of Canaan. So there was one lesson you should remember. Unless you get rid of sinful attributes from you, you cannot keep the truth when they are tempted. The world is full of unrighteousness. Then, what is the case that you may compromise with the unrighteousness? Even Christians of today are tempted so easily. They say there is salvation in other religions. And it's like contagious disease. Without the knowledge, this kind of thing is input to them, and they are stained. I remember a news article that talked about a pastor of a pretty, huge church said that there is salvation in Buddhism too. And there is another news article said that talked about theological seminary had a lecture with the speaker of monk from a Buddha temple. And many people tried to demolish the world between the religions hand in hand. They were compromising with the unrighteousness. However, Acts 4:12 says, There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved. No one can be saved without this name. Now, from whom can we receive salvation? 1 Thessalonians 5:9 says, God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, the Bible clearly says that there is no salvation without Jesus Christ, and it has been taught by our shepherd. Through the lecture of Message of the Cross, we learned how sin entered us and how we can be forgiven and go to heaven. There is no salvation in other religions. So how can we go to heaven through that religion? Psalm 62 verse 11 says, Once God has spoken, twice I have heard this. Power belongs to God. Through the power that our shepherd manifests, Father God proves that Father God is with us along with the shepherd. Therefore, if we are awake in our Christian life, we can never be tempted. However, people are tempted. Why? Because they don't get rid of sinful attributes from themselves. Then how can we get rid of these sinful attributes from us and work and think only in the truth? First, we have to have earnest, we should be very earnest. Well, for example, check yourself how much you long for the message during the service. If you long to enter spirit, then you have to ask, do I have adulterous mind? Do I have anger? Jealousy? And other, the changing of mind? Do I have love for the world? You have to eager to find these things while you're listening to the message in the service. We sometimes say, we receive grace through your message. It means, through your message, I found my shortcomings. Once you've found your shortcomings, what should you do then? You have to get rid of sin and evil that you found and fill your heart with goodness, love, and truth through proper deeds. James 1, verse 23 to 25 says, If anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks at his natural face in a mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But the one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful hearer but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. So if you don't put what you hear into practice, it's useless. Sometimes you may find some dirt on your face. If you don't erase it, then your face still remains dirty. You have to find similarity in your Christian life. If you find your shortcomings in message, then you have to pray with tears and fast. However, if you forget that, then that's it. Your still remains as old self. Why? Because you still judge and condemn and you envy, you are jealous of others and you break peace. You seek for your own benefit. However, you apparently pray and fast and you say you long for sanctification. Since you heard that message some time ago, then you fall asleep while listening to the message. So even though you received grace, if you are short of deeds, then you cannot make progress in faith. If you just pray, but don't put it into practice, then God cannot help you. Once you fasted and prayed, you have to make up your mind and put that into practice. In past, when I was casting off untruth from my heart, I sometimes judged and condemned the people by looking at their appearance. To get rid of that, I started to pray. Even though I prayed, you know, Father God, let me not judge and condemn people. Even though I prayed, when I didn't take actual actions to get rid of that, I couldn't stop judging and condemning the people around me. I was like that, even after I prayed to get rid of it. However, once I prayed and actually take actions to change, instead of judging and condemning, but love, actually I, you know, approached to them and gave them gifts and tried to be with them more. You know, when I took actions like this, then in the past I used to think that, you know, I had to get rid of this and the judging and condemning. But actually I took actions, I was able to love them, and I found myself not judging and condemning others. I was changed, and I was able to become one with them. Brothers and sisters, we have our shepherd who looks at us with only goodness and love. He has never compromised with untruth. He has done his job only in the truth. Therefore, it might be difficult to make change on ourselves. However, we are given strength through the shepherd who pays the price of justice by 99% along with love and goodness. So you have to strengthen the clean and spiritual heart with which you will not compromise with any unrighteousness or will think only in the truth. Because we have to keep on marching toward until we build the grand sanctuary and reveal the glory of God all throughout the earth. I pray in the name of the Lord that you will set up a goal to accomplish Holy Spirit and enter Canaan sanctuary and march toward along with the shepherd. Let me conclude this message. Dear brothers and sisters, today I told you about what we should do to march toward the goal of this church given by God the Father. First, we should trust the shepherd and obey him. Second, we should work faithfully according to each of your talent, and you should be united as one, helping each other. And you should, third, you should never compromise with unrighteousness. Bobsleigh is a winter sport in which teams of two or four teammates make timed runs down, you know, narrow, twisting, banked ice tracks in a gravity-powered sled. The maximum weight of a four-man sleigh is 630 kilograms, and the track is 1.6 meters wide. The race is to run 1,500 meters. The average speed of a sleigh is about 120 kilometers. The players receive four times bigger power than gravity, and they couldn't even breathe well. And in a four-man sleigh, they are given different duties. The crew is made up of a pilot, a brakeman, and two pushers. Pilots must have the skill, timing, and fineness to steer the sleigh along the path or line that will produce the greatest speed. And the pushman, the second and third person, should help to start the sleigh. And the breaker should stop the sleigh. in Olympic Games, they have to push the bobsleigh behind the start line, 15 meters behind. So it is very important to work in harmony. There was an accident that the sleigh was turned over and the player got dead. Therefore, it is very important to trust each other. Without trusting each other, they cannot win the victory. They have to do their duty, being united as one, and they have to think only positively to work together. A one breaker said this in an interview. Breaker only trust in pilot. Dear brothers and sisters. If you are inside the bobsleigh, who would you like to put as a pilot? Don't you think we have to go on along with the shepherd as our pilot? We have to trust our shepherd and be faithful with the given talent. And we got to help each other to work in a bobsleigh. And until we reach the final line, we should not sway back and forth, but united as one. If we cultivate this, we can overcome any kind of obstacle. Since we have the Almighty Father God, there is nothing we cannot do. Joshua 23:10 says, "One of your men puts to flight 1,000, for the Lord your God is he who fights for you, just as he promised you." If we become one by faith and in love, in faithfulness, God the Father will be pleased with us and he will be with us. On the day when all our goals are achieved, may you receive the commendation of God the Father, who will say, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I'll put you in a charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together.
할렐루야, 사랑의 아버지 하나님, 오늘은 제3도였기에 축복의 대로를 따라 또 목자님과 힘차게 전진하기 위해서 우리가 어떻게 해야 되는지에 대해 말씀을 전했습니다. 우리가 목자를 신뢰하고 순종하며 또 각자의 달란트대로 충성하되 서로 도움이 하나가 되어지고 또 어떤 불의와도 타협하지 않고 오로지 진리로만 생각할 수 있는 마음이 굳건히 자리 잡혀야 된다 전해드렸습니다. 아버지 오늘 전한 말씀이 우리 성도들의 마음에 양식이 되고 생명이 되어서 제3도약기 힘차게 전진해 나가 목자 아름다운 열매가 되는 우리 모두가 되어지기를 원합니다. 감사드리며 우리 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다. 아멘.
Let's receive senior pastor's prayer for the sick on screen. Lay your hand on the sick part of your body, and if you're not sick, lay your hand on your chest and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all believers who are receiving this prayer now. Show your works that transcend space and time on those who are receiving this prayer through satellites and internet and GCN TV in branch churches and local sanctuaries around the world. Give them faith to believe and drive away all negative thoughts and doubts and drive away all tests and trials. From head to toe, all entrails, joints, nerves, tissues, and cells, whatever the sick part may be, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and with the original light. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases and germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. May the light come. Scorch all the terminal and incurable diseases with the fire of the Holy Spirit. And drive away all endemic diseases such as malaria. All contagious diseases such as cold, flu, and fever, go away. Protect them from all kinds of germs and viruses. Heal them of all stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, uterine cancer, and intestinal cancers. AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, diabetes, thyroid diseases, heart diseases, lung diseases, women's diseases, and all inflammations go away. healed of a polio stroke, arthritis, and herniated discs. Back pain, headache, neuralgia, and all other pains go away. Epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and other mental diseases go away. All kinds of paralysis be loosened. Get up, walk, and leap. Let the eyes see well. Let the ears hear well. Let the blind come to see, the deaf come to hear, and the mute come to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents and fix their broken bones. Restore them from burns. Let the heat and burning sensation go away. And let there be no scar left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions, poisoning, and substance abuse. Let the dead nerves, tissues, and cells be regenerated and bring the dead back to life. Give them the blessing of conception. May you receive the blessing of conception. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, ruler of the air, and evil forces of darkness, go away. Their servants also go away. Go away, you evil spirits, ye unclean spirits, all spirits, deceiving and unseparating spirits, and all forces of darkness, go away. Loosen the bonds of wickedness. Darkness, you go away. May the light come. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and power to cast off sins and to become sanctified. As their soul prosper, let all things go well with them and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters throughout this week and bless them to lead a prosperous life without any problems. With the firewall of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, with your blazing eyes, protect all your children, your family, workplace, and business. Give our students wisdom and understanding, and give them fervor and passion to study hard. Please keep their hearts and minds from the worldly things, and let them love Father God all the more fervently. Whether your children eat or drink or whatever they may do, let them do it for the glory of Father God. Let them say, I met God, I experienced God, I received answers and blessings. Let them testify like this. Father God, thank you. Be glorified alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.